The Torah talks about the mitzvah of a karban todah. There's a karban todah. Thank you. It's very appropriate. Thanksgiving's coming up. The real Thanksgiving, not the Canadian one.
Not the American one.
So it's very fitting learning about Birkas HaGomel. So, well, since we don't have a Karban Todah, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't bring sacrifices. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Nun Dalet Amid Beis, 54b, the Gemara tells us, Arba Srichem Lahodos. There are four types of people who have to either bring a Karban Todah when you could, if not, you do a Birkas HaGomel. What are they? So, as you mentioned, but they give a acronym of Chaim. Remember, V'chol HaChaim Yodu Chaselo. We say that in Davening. And it talks about Hodah. V'chol HaChaim Yodu Chaselo. What do the initials Chaim stand for? What's Ches?
Chet?
Ches is a Chola. Someone who is sick. And
Vinisrape.
That's the Ches. What's the Yud?
Yud is Yam.
Yamsuf? What's the other Yud?
It's Yamsuf, because we crossed Yamsuf.
Yud is just the Yam.
Okay.
What's the other Yud?
The other
Yud. It's Chayim, it's Chaf, it's Ches Yud Yud Mem Sofit. So what's the second Yud? Yisurin.
Yisurin, okay.
So someone.
The torch.
If someone goes through danger, yeah? We'll see. And what is mem?
Midbar.
The Yisurim, you know, that could be like, you know, the jail, whatever.
Jail.
And mem, midbar is midbar. So,
midbar,
in fact, that's the famous Vilna Gaon. The Gra writes a famous word on Pesach, on the Leil Pesach, which is also a night of Hodah. He says, why is the number, you notice in the Seder, the number four comes up a lot. The Arba Bunim, the four sons, the four questions, the four Lashonas of Geula. So why the number of four? So the Gra says, because the night of Pesach is at the time of Hodah. So he says, we have four. So what's the? So he says, on Pesach, so we have the Ches is Chola, that we'll get to. So he says, we know we crossed because the Yam Suf, and we went through the Midbar, and he says, the part of, we have a Chazal that says all the people were healed in Har Sinai, and Mitzrayim was like a Meitzer, was a jail. So he says, Mitzrayim, with the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim and getting to Matan Torah, that's Chayim. That was, they went through the four different dangers. And therefore, that's why the night of Pesach is the night of Hodah. That's why it fits in very well. The four things we say, Birkas HaGomelon, that's what we're doing the night of Pesach. The number four comes up all the time because that's the Vilna Gaon. So, getting back, so Arbar Tzrichim, so the Gemara, so the question is it, so what does it mean, Hoche Midbaros? So One of the four is you travel in a midbar. It doesn't mean only the midbar. The only time I say Birkas HaGomel, Karban Todah, is when I, what about if I'm doing Derech LeDerech, intercity travel? I go from one city to another. So the Ramban, Nechman, and these important for Sfardim, the Ramban writes that one has to say Birkas HaGomel when you travel from city to city. Why? Because we have a Yerushalmi. The Jerusalem Talmud says, Kol Hadrachim Becheskas Sakana. Anytime you travel, Kol Hadrachim, it's Becheskas, it's a Chazaka, there's some element of danger, and therefore
something can happen.
Right. And therefore he says, one is obligated to do a Birkas HaGomel. Not Tzvigos HaDerek, he says Tzvigos HaDerek could be also, but he's talking about Birkas HaGomel you would have to. In fact, and the Rush disagrees. The Rush says, what are you talking about? That's not true. He says, we do not make a Gomel in intercity travel. That's us Ashkenaz. The Svardim follow the Ramban in theory, and we follow the Rush. And he says, no, he says, what do you mean? But what about the Yerushalmi, which says, Kol HaDrachim? He says, no, that's talking about Tfilas HaDerech. The Tfilas HaDerech, you have to say, because that's a lower level of sakana, a lower level of danger, one requires Tfilas HaDerech. But a higher level of danger, you need Birchas HaGomel. So the Rush seems to make a distinction. He says, by Tfilas HaDerech, you need a Chashash Sakana, you know, lower level. But when it comes to Birchas HaGomel, it has to be Shchiach. It has to be more regular, you know, more regular, a higher chance, a higher level of danger. And the Ramban seems to connect the two. The Ramban seems to connect Tfilas HaDerech with Birchas HaGomel. He doesn't discuss Tfilas HaDerech, but he seems to say, so in fact we have a similar machlokas we've shown him in the case of what does it mean yardei hayam, you're traveling, so it means an ocean with waves. What about if you're traveling in a river? You're not going in an ocean. In fact, that was the question I think he asked to the Minchas Yitzchak and others. I think they lived in, it was a case, they lived in Copenhagen and they traveled by the Baltic Sea. And the bottom line is, because of business, he used to travel every day. There was he went on a raft and the sea, you know, it was one of these, you know, maybe it was like a motorboat, whatever the equivalent is, sailboat. So he wanted to know, do I have to say Tfilas HaDerech? Do I have to say Birchas HaGomel every day? So again, so it's the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rush. The Ramban says it's not just limited to Hochei Hayam, to Yerdei Hayam, but a river also counts. It's like it's no different than intercity. This is like the Ramban would say, if I drive from one city to another, so too, even if I don't go on an ocean, I just go on, and the Rush says, no, you need Shchiach. So it's not a real danger. It's not a, so that seems to be a fundamental Machlokas, the Rush and the Ramban. What level of Sakana requires a Birchas HaGomel? So according to the Ramban, even a Chashash Sakana, anytime you go, there's a chance it's going to happen, so therefore nothing happens, so you do Birchas HaGomel. The Rosh says, no, you need more. It's not for Tfilas HaDerech, it's enough for a Chashash Sakana. But to say Birchas HaGomel, it has to be a higher level of Sakana. So what does the Rosh say over there? The Rush says, and we know where we learn out the dinim of Birchas HaGomel from? He connects it to the Karban Toda. And he says, Birchas HaGomel, because that's like the Gemara talks about, he connects Birchas HaGomel, is patterned after the halacha of Karban Toda. He throws that in there. And that's a major, this issue, and the Ramban, it's not that he doesn't connect it to. In other words, there's a general Chakira, as they call an issue, is what is the nature, what is the machayev of Birchas HaGomel? So according to the Rush, it's patterned after the Karban Toda. And according to the Ramban, or others, if not the Ramban, it's a separate halacha. It's not patterned, when you're in a certain element of sakana, you require, it's an independent halacha, nothing to do with Karbanaf Kamina. What's the difference? So there could be a bunch of them. Because we see the poskim talk about when what's the minhaga olam? When do we, if you do Birchas HaGomel, when do you do it? When does one say a Birchas HaGomel? Have you ever said a Birchas HaGomel in your life?
Yeah, of course. So when do you? After I visit Israel.
So you came back from Israel.
So
we'll see.
It was overseas.
And we'll just, what, did you make it both ways or only on you when you came back? Well, we'll get to that. But did you make it when you...
Unfortunately, yes. I was supposed to do it in Israel too, but I didn't do any aliyah.
I'm not saying you should... I'm not saying...
I think it's mandatory.
Yeah, I'm not saying... Well, we'll get to that. I'm not saying you should have, and then... And who? You're making two assumptions. You're assuming you need to have an aliyah. So that's definitely not true.
So that's
definitely not true.
That's not true, so no. I can do Birchas HaGomel by myself.
Yeah, well,
I didn't do this.
Well, two different.
I thought it has to be when you're reading the Torah, but, like we do here.
Well, you made different. Well, the different point, you said a bunch of different things, but let me.
Really?
Yeah.
I touched.
You went
no.
Yeah, because you.
I didn't know that.
you jumped from saying Birchas HaGomel with no aliyah to saying it by yourself. That's different.
I asked. That was a question.
I know. I'm not.
Second one.
I'm saying, but there's a
separate.
So I'm saying that by itself. So either way, so what he's saying here is like this. So then why is there a minig? So it's only a minig. If you didn't, you do not have to get an aliyah.
It's a minig?
No, it's a minig to do it. It's a minig to do it during Kriyas HaTorah, or okay. I should say at the end of Kriyas HaTorah.
For me, everything is new, so.
I know, that's what you're here for. Live and learn. So it goes like this. So what I'm asking, why is there a minig like that to say Birkas HaGomel at, you know, Bishas? So some posts go on it, do you know why?
So anyway, it's rabbinical. For sure it's not biblical.
Yeah, so it's a machlokes, carbon toad is biblical, but Birkas HaGomel is rabbinical.
Okay.
So, but there's a further, we'll get into it more, but there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham versus the Prima Gadin on whether Birkas HaGomel is a rishus or a chova.
Okay.
Whether the Magen Avraham writes, it's only optional, it's a rishus. The Prima Gadin says it's a mandatory. So that's going to play a big role in whether you're making a bracha, because if I don't have to, so that, you know, then if I have a doubt, then maybe I should, we'll get into it. But that itself is a major machlokas. So some point out that, because you know why? Because since what do you need to do Kriyas HaTorah? You need a minyan. And since we want you to do it in a minyan, Birkas HaGomel, so therefore that's what the custom was. So obviously if you're reading Kriyas HaTorah, that means it's a minyan, so now's a good time to say. Everyone agrees it's preferable to do with the minyan. But Me'ikra Adin, we'll see, you probably won't need a minyan. And others point out, I think the Netziv writes, no, it's working with the Shitas of the Rush. He says, you know why you do it? Because reading Kriyas HaTorah on the Bima is, the Chazal tell us, when you have the Sefer Torah on the Bima, it's like, it corresponds to the Mizbeach, to the, you know, to the Korban, the Mizbeach, and the Beis HaMikdash. So since...
Substitute.
Yeah, so he says, since does the Rush writes that we're making a Birkas HaGomel connected to Korban Todas, so it makes sense that you do it with the Sefer Torah on the Bima, because that corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash also. So that explains our minig, why the minig is to do it dafkid, and we'll see. It's not limited to them, but that's why we lechatchila try to do it then. That's another nafkamina is, can I sit during this bracha or do I have to stand? Because generally, a birkas, the many birkas, like, you know, number one, a birkas a mitzvah, it's a general discussion. They discuss by spheres of omer, kama, whether you stand during a Birkas HaMitzvah. But this isn't a Birkas HaMitzvah. I'd say this is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. So do I have to stand or not? So the minig is to stand. So why are we standing? Why are we standing? The Rambam writes to stand. I think the Kesef Mishnah has, why are we standing for Birkas HaGomel? So some want to point out, you know why? Because it's covered at Tzibur. Just like the Rambam writes, during Purim, why does the Baal Koreh, the Baal Megillah, the one who's reading the Megillah, why does he stand? Because Kavod HaTzibur. It's honor to the Tzibur, you're reading for them, so therefore you stand. So generally Kavod HaTzibur. So others point out that no, that you know why, you don't have to come on to that. You know why? Because working with the Rush again, if you say it's Keneged Karban Todah, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they stood up when they did the Karban Todah, so we want to do a Keneged Karban Todah. So again, so that's the Rush comes up a lot. Number one, that's the minhag for Kriyas HaTorah, because we're corresponding to the Bima, and over here, the minhag to do it standing. Another issue they bring down, the Chasam Sofer raises the Shaila, what about saying Birkas HaGomel at night? So so obviously we see already that it doesn't have to be done at Kriyas HaTorah, because obviously we don't read the Torah. There's only one night a year we read Kriyas HaTorah. When is that?
Simchas Torah.
You're drinking too much. Simchas Torah. So, and that's a later institution, by the way. That was added on by the Gaonim. But the point being is, so obviously, if we see from this Chasam Sofer already, like, you know, the, unless he's, you know, we'll see if he can. So what's the issue? So some want to say he quotes a Chacham Echad before he trashes him. He quotes a Chacham Echad who says, you know what, maybe you can't do Birkas HaGomel Anai. You know why? Because they don't bring Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Karban Todah wasn't brought at night. So how could you say Birkas? So he quotes him and he says he doesn't think that's Mukhra because he agrees with the Rush that perhaps it does correspond, but how identical does it have? It doesn't mean every halacha. The reason, you had reasons why you couldn't bring karbanas at night. Things with the, you had to make sure the evarim, the fats and limbs, but they don't apply to the Birkas HaGomel. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. I think his Talmud, the Maharam Shik says, in other words, could I do a Birkas HaGomel on Shabbos?
Of course.
Well, we do. I know, of course, the answer is yes, we do.
Yeah, because that's also that people do it.
We do it. We don't bring up a carbon todah. We don't bring a free will carbon on Shabbos. We only bring, the only carbonus you're allowed to bring is mandatory carbonus.
Yeah.
People think, they call them carbon sibur. People usually make a difference between sibur versus yachid, but really, technically speaking, it's more a carbon which is kavu as man, I have to bring on that day. So a carbon toad that you don't have to bring on that day. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to bring a carbon. So yeah, we do it. So we see there is a connection to carbon. Doesn't mean you have to make it totally.
But it's not directly.
Yeah. So that would be another nafkamina. If we took it as a literal, then you wouldn't be able to do it at night. Even though I think the minig is most, we don't do it at night. But you know, why not? Why? There's no reason to, so you don't have to do it at night. But push comes to shove, maybe you could. And another nafkamina would be is there a statute of limitations? What I mean is, how long after the event can I say Birkas HaGomel? Well, 5 years ago you went to Israel.
No, for sure.
Could I do it now or not? So
past months.
So the Ramban writes, you know what? The old 3-day rule. He says, Shosha Yamim. He says, you only have 3 days to do it.
I know, like the Avdallah.
Well, it's.
Huh?
I don't know. It's a good connection.
If you forget, you can do it until Tuesday.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, but.
Me and my wife just did it all this ago because we forgot about it.
But for a totally different reason.
Run away after that.
Is this coincidental? It's not for the
coincidental. Well, there is no coincidence with the Torah.
What I'm saying is no.
You know the Torah is something about
Torah. No, I'm not saying
nothing is coincidental.
No, you're not following. I'm not saying 3 days is coincidental. Okay. I'm saying it's coincidental that this halacha of 3 days is the same. Nothing to do with them. I'm saying it's not going to be for the same reason.
Okay.
But there's a good reason why Havdalah has 3 days.
That's why you're here.
And why is that?
That's
because the two part, the week is split up into two. So up until Tuesday night, it's still considered part of the previous week. That's why Wednesday morning, what do we say at the end of Hayom? What is it, L'chod Aranan or something? We say the Wednesday morning, we're already looking into the next week. So the week, so therefore you could say it up until Tuesday because that's still considered part of the connected. Over here, the Ramban says, there's a Gemara in Erevin which says, amazing halacha that you, which we don't paskin like, that you, for 3 days after your trip, you putter from davening for 3 days.
You putter?
You can't daven because you're so confused and still you daito isn't no shevis yet. You still
jet lag.
Yeah, jet lag are much more.
Really?
So yeah, well, we're not obviously the traveling then was different than the traveling now, but clearly. It's a Gemara in Erevin. So the point is, we don't paskin like, but that's the Ramban writes, for 3 days, you're still impacted by the trip. So you have the 3-day rule. But after 3 days, you missed it. And the Rush assumes it's not true. We assume that, I mean, I guess how far he goes, I don't know. But he says you have a long time. And we'll see, the Divrei Chayim, the Sanzas, they also hold you have a long time. But, you know, how I think the Aruch HaShulchan writes, until there's still, there's some connection to the trip. Either way, whatever it is, but it's more than 3 days.
Well, I can find it in the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in Orach Chaim.
Yeah.
So I will look for it in my home.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I think it's Reish Yud Tes, maybe.
That's good.
Around there, I'll tell you. Yeah. So, Yeah, okay, fine. I'll tell you the
Rachel,
I believe so.
Yeah.
I have it in one of my marmakomas. I'm sure.
You have some piece of paper or something? No, I can write it down.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Let me just check for a second, and then I'll tell you which. Yeah, raise your chest. Well, 219, but you prefer raise your test. You're,
of course.
So, so therefore, that's what. We assume more. So therefore, in fact, the Magen Avraham goes so far as to say, it's better, like, what do you mean 3 days? A lot of times, if you wait for Kriyas HaTorah, you'll miss the 3 days. Let's say you came back Monday.
Right, that's what happened with us.
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So therefore, some bring down, it's better to get your own Tzibur and do it before 3 days than to do it during Kriyas. That's not the minhag. The minhag is people wait. But I'm just pointing out, that's how far. So obviously, all things being equal, you do it within 3 days. But the minhag is you wait for Kriyas HaTorah and do it. But I'm just saying, the Magen Avraham, that's how far some take. So what's this issue of, what's this issue of 3 days? So again, the Rush, working with the Shitas HaRush, the Karban Todah, you didn't have 3 days. You could bring the Karban Todah many times later. So too.
Except Shabbos.
Right, but I'm saying, but the point is how many days. So again, so we find many halachas based on this rush on the connection between Birkas HaGomel and Karban Todah. The minhag of saying it during Kriyas HaTorah. Secondly, the minhag of...
say it by yourself.
Right, well, that's part of why we do it...
if it's without Tzibur.
Right, we do it. That's why we do it. That's why we do it at Kriyas HaTorah. But it's Tzibur standing.
Everyone's supposed to stand because this is the Kriyas HaTorah. That's what we.
Right, or and then we had the issue of Laila. If it's Laila, then you shouldn't do it because you don't bring the carbon at night.
Yeah.
And also, fourthly, the 3 day rule. So the question is, among other, there are other questions about, we'll get into, do women make the Birkas HaGomel kids? But what about the issue of flying? Let's say you fly to Israel. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, before I get to his sheet on Birkas, he has an interesting psak that he says, normally, we generally assume you wait for the round trip. Because you wait to after the Gemar Hatzolah. That's why people ask the Shaila, according to the Shloah HaKodesh and the Tziv, about the Jewish people, why didn't they say Shira before Kriyas Yamsuf? So according to their Rizal or Shloah HaKodesh, It was. They should have. There was a chisaron in Amuna, but Aminu v'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo, as they were lacking the requisite Amuna, but they should have said it. And according to the Netziv, no, but you don't say Shira until the Gemar Hatzolah. You don't say Shira until you're saved. So therefore, so Rav Moshe writes, the exception to the rule is if you fly to Eretz Yisrael. I guess if you're going from Eretz Yisrael there, then you wouldn't. Because why? If you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Mashiach will come. You're not going to come back. So either way, so Rav Moshe writes, but we'll see if we paskin like him in general. But so either way. So what about the issue of
why did the opposite? I didn't say in Eretz Yisrael. I say in Mashiach.
No, it's not the opposite. Rav Moshe says to do both.
Rav Moshe,
everyone agrees when you come back, Toto, Rav Moshe's Kiddush is even...
My home is here right now. That's right. It's temporary.
But Rav Moshe says it about someone who lives in Chutzlars, but when you're in Israel, so therefore, there's an Indian, but either way, that's a side point. So what's the story with an airplane? So... The number one is, we have to ask a fundamental question. When the Gemara says these four things, the ocean, the midbar, you know, and then jail.
Yeah, back then there was an earthquake.
Yeah, so the question is.
That's why they're talking about seas. Everyone
the question is. Is it dafka those four? Is it only these four specific things that make a birkas hagomel? What about if I was saved from a dangerous situation? Not one of the four. Let's say something almost this wall almost fell on me, or I got
or
I got caught up. Wisdom, armed robbers attacked me. Would I say birkas hagomel? Or is it this? Well, if it doesn't fit into those four, then it's out. That's a major. Machok is among the Rishonim and Poskim, where it's Dafka limited. It's, you know, it was just instituted on those four. So we Paskin that no, even on a Machok.
Yeah, I mean, what about car accident?
Yeah, so.
Crash, you know.
That would be the same Shiloh, yeah, yeah, so.
Same case.
Yeah, so therefore, again, so if it's a serious car accident, So then you would. Halacha l'maisa, I'm telling you, yes, it's a machokas among the poskim. We assume with halacha that any dangerous scenario, not limited, but I'm pointing out, as you'll see why, it's a dispute on that, but with halacha we assume any dangerous things. That's one issue. So my question is, bizman ha-gemara, when you traveled, so I'm reversing the question, So clearly we assume any time you put yourself in a danger, Bizman HaGemara, if you traveled, you were Yardei Hayam, or you were Hochim, and there was no danger, would you say Birkas HaGomel?
I think yes.
So that's another Machlokes.
Because you assume there could be something that happened.
No, right? So that's the Shaila. Do I say, in other words, the question is, why are these four...
Yeah, assumption.
Listen carefully. Why are these four singled out? So is it... So some say these four because it's dafka these four. And that's it. And they're, by definition, halacha says they're danger. And it's the halachic reality. That's it. I don't care what happens. By definition, you go there. That's it. Others say no. That the reason why the Gemara picked... Because these were shrikei hezes. These were going on a boat on the waves is dangerous. Walking in a midbar, so it wasn't like some random, you know, it wasn't, these four are picked out because those are the most common, but not to exclude. That's the Shiloh. These four picked out because they were the most common, but it applies to any danger? Or these are all relevant questions, so it works in both directions. Bizman HaGemara, would you have to make a Birkas HaGomel if you just merely did it without being in any danger? And the reverse. Let's say you didn't do these four. So I'm bringing up these questions for a reason. So what about an airplane flying? But flying to Israel, you're flying over the water. So it's flying over the water, Yardei Hayam?
Similar.
So that's the
overseas.
I want, yes, overseas. Exactly. So it depends. If I view it as
the walk-over airplane is back then, so it's similar, right? It's overseas.
So it depends. If the Gemara, when the Gemara says Yardei Hayam, if it just means overseas, then it won't make any difference. Flying over, yeah. Also
flying
so
overseas.
No, or if I say no, it's Yardei Hayam is specifically because of the danger of being in the water, the waves. But if I'm flying over, I'm not coming close to the water. Is that so? At this point, yeah, there's another debate whether that's considered Yardei Hayam. You have a bunch of issues here. You have number one is it if I did Yardei Hayam or Hochim, and it should be the same thing flying over Arizona. It should be no different because it should be the same as flying over is the raccoon here or is,
no,
because the raccoon likes coming. He always comes for the good part at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Is listening to the
shiur? Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like
Hillel. Gilgal. Yeah, so I guess...
So you need to say sorry to him.
Sorry to him.
Away.
Sorry
did
to him.
Do you know that? About Gilgal?
I'm saying, number one, the question is that possible? Can a human come back as an animal? Can a man come back as a woman?
I'll
save it. You could save it for your Tanya shiur. But I'm saying is... So getting back to here, so I want to tell you an interesting discussion between the Belzer Rebbe and the Klausinger. The, you know, these are Hasidim. You have the Belzer. There's a big Belzer. Belzer and the Klausinger Rebbe. You know, there's the different types of Hasidim. It's a different one.
Okay.
Let me tell you, Maisa. So I think it happened in 1955, keep in mind. I think it was when the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron Belz they survived the Holocaust. At one point, they didn't know. He didn't have any kids. He finally had a boy. You know, they didn't know if the Belzer, now they don't have to worry. Oh. But either way, so the Klausinger Rebbe came to visit, the Belzer Rebbe, he died in 1957, this is in 1955. The Klausinger Rebbe, he made his first trip to Israel, and he stopped by to visit the Belzer Rebbe.
My father was born in
57. So he said to the Vishal also, listen to a discussion between the two Gedolei Hasidim. So the Belzer Rebbe asked the question, he says, how did you get here? Did you come by boat or did you come by plane? That was his question to him. So what did the Klausinger Rebbe say?
By plane.
How do you know? He came by plane, but he said, why did he come by plane? He wanted to make the Belzer Rebbe. You know why? Because he says, if I came by boat, I was worried Shagoremes Harbe Bittel Torah. That it's such a, to go by boat takes so long, I don't know, weeks, I don't know.
Yeah.
And plane takes one day. So I took the plane because he didn't know what the Rebbe was. Well, he didn't know what the right answer was. So he liked his reason. Okay, he says.
That's interesting about the Bittel Torah, because you can learn in the boat.
Yeah, but I guess during those days, it's very hard if you're seasick and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And first, though, you can learn, but there's different. But that's the Gemara of Megillah by Yoshua, when the Malach came down and said, like, you know, Bittel Torah. So there's all discussion, like, what do you mean they weren't learning? But Bittel Torah could be reading Chumash when you could be learning Gemara, the different levels of Bittel. It doesn't mean not learning at all, by the way.
Now you're getting to another subject.
No, but you brought it up. That's what I'm pointing out. The fact you can learn, but obviously if you're learning on the good situation, that was the amazing thing about different gedolim of the is when they wrote this stuff. You know, the Minchas Chinuch was so poor, that's why it's every part of the paper was, now they have the new Minchas Chinuch. But the reason why everything's in Rashi Tevos and that, because you know, we take paper for granted. They ran out of paper. So he said, I went by boat. So he said to him, okay. So then they said, so what about Birkas HaGomel? Should I make a Birkas HaGomel on my plane ride?
Oh,
so what did the Belzer Rebbe tell him?
That's interesting.
He said, Shalo yivarchu b'shem v'malchus. You should not make the bracha. Baruch HaTzeh Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can make it. Hagomel, Baruch Hagomel, Chayam Tova. Don't say Baruch Atah. Don't say the real words. And Rabbeinu Shalom, Matam. Why shouldn't I make the Birkas Hagomel? So he writes back. He says, you know why? He says, because you're not considered Begeder Yerdei Hayam. He says Yerdei Hayam means he didn't deal with the Sakana issue or not. We'll get into that. Are flying planes Sakana today? But maybe in 55 they were anyway. What year did planes start anyway? Or I should say like commercial, not with the right. Basically, to Israel, New York, you know, like the, what would you say?
A long time ago.
Not that long.
Yes, those years.
I would say after World War II.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think it's
just like
probably.
In the 50s. Late 50s.
Yeah, so clearly this is happening where he flew here. So in 55 they had some type of planes because he flew. But I'm saying, yeah, but I mean it's recently. I'm saying it's less than 100 years ago. So, and obviously the planes were different. So we'll get back to the Sakana issue in a minute. But he says, you know why? He says, flying over the ocean isn't considered Yerdei Hayam. And therefore he says, you should, obviously, that's why I gave you all the background. The Belzer Rebbe is learning that Dafka, these four things, Birkas HaGomel. You know, and perhaps, at least it's a Machlokas Rishonim. So therefore he's saying is, and according, if you assume, so number one, I don't know, maybe he's assuming it's not a Sakana, we don't know. but he says it's not considered Yorei Hayam, so it's a Shaila, as we said. You know, is I guess if it's not Yorei Hayam and not Sakana, then what's the Shaila? But so therefore he says you do it without the, so that's the psak of the Bells of Rebbe. So to listen to two Chassidish and Rebbe, I'm talking. So you know what? So the Kozniger Rebbe said, you know what? The great Bells of Rebbe is Paskin. There is no longer any danger on flying anymore. The Rebbe Paskin, the fact, in other words, he said, it's not, you don't have to make the Birkas Agomel. In other words, he was assuming in the Psak, see the Bells, the Kozniger Rebbe was assuming, since the Rebbe just said, it's not Yardei Hayam, and presumably it's not Sakana, so therefore he says, his Lashon is Valkain, no, to Ushmoa Dirich, in other words, we have a saying, it says, or Chassidim do, or everyone does, Tzadik goes there, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. What? So he's saying, kind of like in heaven, once the Bells of Rebbe said it's not dangerous, it became not dangerous. It reminds me of a Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. There's a whole discussion about Shadim, whether we believe in Shadim. You know, so clearly, there was Shadim. The Gemara talks about Shadim. So there's a whole discussion. How do you reconcile, you know, Homachlokas, you know, Rambam, Dimpu, what do you mean? The Gemara talks about Shadim, yet the Rambam Paskins no Shadim. So the many, if the Rav Yaakov has come in, the Rambam.
He said there is no Shadim.
We don't have Shadim. Shadim don't exist.
Really?
Yeah, so Pashas, he said, Pashas says they never existed, but the Rav Yaakov comes, no, once the Rambam Paskin, no more Shadim, so then there are no more Shadim. And then we have this concept where once, and in fact, there's another story with, I think it was the Shargis, it was someone went to, I don't know if it was the Shargis, but in his town, he had some type of like, trefa in it. He had some type of sickness in his lung. So he went and he lived in the town of the Shargis. So the guy said to him, as long as you live in the town of the Shargis Ayah, you're going to live. If you leave this town, you're going to die. Why? Because it's a halachic issue, but the Shargis Ayah passed in this type of hole isn't a trefa. So as long as, and the Sunday also with Rebelsky also had something. So the point being is, there's, I'm saying this more derek drush than halacha, but the point being is, that's what he's saying here. He's saying that once the Bells are already passed, there's no longer, so that's how he, that's how the Kozniger of a Rebbe understood the Rebbe saying that flying is no longer a danger, therefore you don't have to make a Birkas Hagomel. He's assuming the fact the Rebbe said do it without Shem HaMachlis, so maybe, you know, it's not, as opposed to not saying it at all. So the continuation of the story goes, with the, so I think it was, he came back in 1980, the Kozniger, his next trip, or I don't know, his next one, but he was back. So what happened was he just recovered, he had some major surgery, and he recovered, and then he took a trip to Israel. So when he got to Israel, this time he made a Birkas HaGomel with Shem HaMachlis. Aye, what about the Bells of Rebbe? So he says, because those Beirach, Birkas HaGomel, Vesiruf, lay, because he says, since the Gemara, I took both, so each, if I, this flying on a plane to Israel by itself, I wasn't going to do it, because the Bells of Rebbe told me I can't, or he told me not to. But now I have two things, Abachoa, Vishenisrape, and that's what I'm saying, it's because she tussled. The son, the Divrei Chayim, that's the Kozniger, the different is the sons, and then Shita is, you don't have to make a Birkas HaGomel right away. You have a while. So the effort's what she does, and the Kozniger waited, and I don't know if he was thinking about that at the whole, and that's why some say, that's why I think he's an Usher Weiss, a Kozniger. I think he, that's why they say he also holds his no Birkas HaGomel. It's all based on the, so it's interesting, it's all based on this Bells of Rebbe. And in fact, there's the Minchas Yitzchak, I think it's Dying Wise, he used to live, he didn't like the Kozniger Rebbe's pshat in what the Bells of Rebbe meant. The Bells of Rebbe learned, the fact, the Kozniger Rebbe learned, the Bells of Rebbe felt there's no longer sakana to fly anymore. And that's why no Biyakot. No, the Minchas Yitzchak says the opposite. He says, what are you talking about? He says, the Adaraba, have a Yoter Sakana Ba'avirom Mitzvina. In fact, it's more dangerous. In other words, it's more dangerous to fly than going on. In other words, he was learning the pshat that the plane ride is safer than the boat ride. The Minchas Yitzchak says no. He says the causing the Belzer Rebbe held it was more dafka because it was so dangerous to fly. That's why he said no Birkas HaGomel. Like what's the pshat? So he raises an interesting question. An interesting agadic question. He quotes the Machzik Bracha, who asked, we learned Pashas Vayera not that long ago. Akedas Yitzchak. Some people's favorite topic. Mm-hmm. So you know what he asked? Why didn't Yitzchak make a Birkas HaGomel after Akedas Yitzchak? So it gets into what actually happened in Akedas Yitzchak. Whether he was killed, he came back. But assuming that the assumption is there was a sakana there. So why did he make a Birkas HaGomel? What about the Kohen Gadol? Hey, speaking Aaron HaKohen. What about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? When he came out from, because it was just danger, he might not come out. Why did he make a Birkas HaGomel? That's his Shiloh. That's the Minchas. You know what his answer is? He says, because the lo tikin rabbanan ella b'tzara haba ala adam shelo midaito. A big yisod, he writes. Whether we go like with yisod or not is another. He says, the only time you say Birkas HaGomel, if it happened that way, I happened to be where I ended up in a danger, but to put myself l'chadchila in a danger, that's us. I can't. There's no Birkas. If I voluntarily put myself in a dangerous situation, so therefore, Akedas Yitzchak was by choice. No one forced Yitzchak to go. The Kohen Gadol was going. Yeah.
Different case.
If I drink cyanide, would I make a goma if I survive?
Right.
Teasing death.
But actually, it's a question. Right? I'll go back to a question you asked me. I don't know.
If you try to commit suicide, I don't think.
I'll tell you where it comes up. I thought it. Because he asked me, let's say someone went on. You climb Mount Everest, or you went. Let's say
that's
someone.
Teasing death? That's
cool. Yeah, or some. Well, let's put this way. The question was, you went up, you didn't even, you know, that gets into a. I went to it where it said, do not go any further, and the person didn't realize how dangerous it was. But should they do bear. So, according to this, no. Because he put you, you know, you put.
Lag with yourself,
right? No, but then it gets.
Put it onto your head.
But then it gets. But to defer the question, what do you mean you have a choice? So, some learn. So, what do you mean you don't have a choice? That someone would say, of course you make a Birkas HaGomel when you have a choice. Why? Because what are the four things we say it on? Yerdei Hayam and Hochei Midbaris is a choice. The other two are assuming you're not putting yourself in jail on purpose. So obviously it gets into how you define choice. So like he's saying, like, you didn't have to fly, you could have went by boat. So what does that mean exactly? But the point being is, that seems to be the issue in terms of, what do you mean I couldn't go? Like, I have to make a parnassa. So you're assuming I had to go on the boat ride because I had to make a living. So what do you mean? You get into what do you mean midaito and that. But either way, what the Minchas Yitzchak says here, you know why it's a fundamental machlokas. What's pshat in the Belzer Rebbe? What he clearly said not to make HaGomel on his trip. Why not? So according to the causing, because it's not Yerdei Hayam and Pashas, it wasn't a sakana. And the Minchas Yitzchak says, no, it's the opposite. It was a greater sakana. And someone, he could have took a boat ride, he was steaming, that's why he asked him, like, it makes sense, at least the beginning part makes sense in the story, to see, so therefore he says, according to him, you should have taken the boat ride. He says, I'm happy with your reason of Bittul Torah, but I'm not happy that you put yourself in danger, and therefore I'm not making, you know, that's assuming there's a choice. So either way, so among many Hasidim, because of this Belzer Rebbe, most Hasidim do not make a Birkas HaGomel when they travel to Israel, not with the Shem of Malchus. And in fact, in fact, it's not only Hasidim, it's Litvish, the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav is quoted in one of the Svarim, let's see, Pia Shmua, I think he was in Switzerland. He traveled maybe from Israel to Switzerland. And I think someone asked him about, do you make a Birkas HaGomel? But I think as he always says, I'm not a posek, don't ask me. I'm a Rosh Yeshiva. But I think he never passed in the Brisk. Even the Briskas, that's where they had the Rav Simcha Zelig in Brisk. They never passed in. Maybe for them, they never passed and they just took the chumras. Right. But so he said, but I don't pass him, but I didn't make a Birkas HaGomel. Why not? What was his reason? Because he says it's a machlokas rishonim about whether it's dafka these four things or not. And I flew, so it's not. I don't know number one if Switzerland you cross over water from Israel or not. But even if you assume you do, yeah, which I assume you do, but. It's kind of like maybe it's a considered Yerdei Hayam because the Brisker Ruz was Mesupik, and if he did not make again, you have the Hasidim and you have the Litvish who don't make. And in fact, it's the Satmar Rebbe actually. Someone showed him said why aren't people making a Birkas HaGomel on a flight? So they said it's not Sakana this and that. So. They showed him one of the Sfarim, I think the Seil Chachma, he said, I don't go for that. So if you're, most Hasidim, I didn't find out about Chabad, most Hasidim do not make a beer. If you're a Satmar, you do. The Briskers don't. In fact, that's the sheet of Rav Soloveitchik, they say over. I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says in his name, Rav Schechter, that Rav Soloveitchik's sheet is that flying in a plane is not a sakana anymore. Whether, you know, maybe it was in the 50s. I don't know. Now it's not. And therefore he says, so obviously he holds it's not Yerdei Hayam. Because number one, all these fakers we have. Number one, because like the Brisk, he goes with the Brisk around, it's not Yerdei Hayam. So if it's not Yerdei Hayam, and it's not a sakana, so he says, but Rav Soloveitchik points it out, this is all, again, I'm saying a normal, regular flight. If there's heavy turbulence, the suitcases are falling on, you know, so that's why, but even Rav Soloveitchik agrees, maybe someone like me should say Birkas. No, because, but he agrees if one is nervous flying, then it's okay for that person, like, you know, there's a level of subjectivity. Like someone who flies all the time isn't nervous. So objectively, it's not a, so he goes, see, statistically, it's not a sakana. So even though I'm more nervous when I fly than when I drive, even though
you?
Me
specifically,
me specifically.
A lot of people say that flying much more safer than riding.
No, but you're not listening. I'm saying that also. I'm saying both. I'm saying statistically, flying is safer. Personally, I feel more nervous when I'm flying than I'm driving.
Because you don't drive yourself. You don't hold the wheel.
No, because I drive all the time and I rarely fly. I'm saying there could be many. I
think it's about self-control. You like to hold the...
I said we could go into... we could psychoanalyze another time. It's not relevant to why at this point. In other words, no, I don't think that's true because if someone else is driving the car... Yeah. I'm not nervous either, so it's not true.
I'm nervous when someone else.
Yeah, it could be who. It depends who.
It's not me I'm worried about in the road. I'm worried about other drivers.
Right, so statistically, so that's Rav Soloveitchik. On the other hand, there's a Shita Rav Moshe Feinstein. He has a very interesting and unique Shita. Rav Moshe Shita, so according to Rav Soloveitchik, it doesn't make a difference. You never make a Birkas HaGomel flying because it's not dangerous anymore. According to Rav Moshe, he holds that he compares flying in a plane to Yerdei Hayam. What do you mean? He says like this, his sheet is that, and he goes with my, this explains why I'd be more nervous. This explains my, Rav Moshe is explaining me. Not this of Birkas HaGomel, but why. He says, because if you're driving in a car, so big deal, the car breaks down, you pull over, you wait. In other words, you could live on the ground. You just get out of the car and that's it. If you get a hole in your boat, you can't live in the water. If something goes on in the plane, you have like some air pocket goes, you're finished. The Rav Moshe holds the reason why Yerdei Hayam, it's not because the danger per se of like the way, it's because you can't, And I think there's that it can happen, but rega achat. All you take is 1 minute, 1 second you're safe, the next minute you're gone, the plane blows up. So Rav Moshe Shita is one always, and there's no nafkamina whether I'm taking a half an hour trip, if I'm going from New York to Buffalo over no water, or if I'm going over water, Rav Moshe Shita is.
Talking about sakana, that's it.
But he even though statistically it's not, in other words, he's saying it is sakana. I'm saying it, but he has a different definition of sakana. He's saying by definition, being on a plane is a state of sakana, by definition, and it's like being because you can't live there. So therefore, that's a different sakana than when the Rav says we're not in sakana. So Rav Moshe is very simple. According to Rav Moshe, every plane flight you make a Birkas HaGomel. According to Rav Soloveitchik and others, you don't make a bracha. Of course, let me point out, of course, if you're in a dangerous situation, if your plane gets hijacked, of course you would, but we're talking about in a non-eventful. So yet the Minhag HaOlam seems to be none of these. There's a Minhag HaOlam brought down, the Sitz Eliezer, that seems to be the prevalent Minhag for some reason, that you only make a Birkas HaGomel if you cross over the sea. Like if I'm flying to Israel, I would make it. But if I'm going to Florida, you don't? Yeah, so.
If it's domestic.
Yeah, so the question is why? It's very difficult. So to me, and now it should be to you, since I just taught you the sugya, it's a very difficult minhag. I understand Rav Moshe's logic, that makes sense. So what's the svara? So to argue that, what do you have to argue? That's basically assuming either twofold. Number one is, if you assume airplane travel is dangerous, then it wouldn't explain.
Wouldn't make a difference whether it's over.
Right, so that doesn't help us. So therefore, they're working with the assumption either that they're assuming that flying over the ocean has the status of Yardei Hayam or Hochei Midbaros, and they're saying if a Torah is Vadai, and therefore they're saying that's the minhag has to be based on that. So what I'm saying is that. So I always brought up on that minhag. So everyone makes it without thinking, without knowing, because that's just the way. That is the minhag olam, which touches on another whole different topic. When you have a minhag olam that doesn't seem, when it seems to be more difficult with halacha, do you go with a minhag olam or do you go with what you think the halacha should be? I'm not getting into yontif sheni candle lighting, but I'm saying it could touch on that issue is. Because halachically it's more difficult to explain. So the bottom line is, that's the shita that if you're going to make it, you're just assuming that's considered, you might hold it to sakana also, but then it wouldn't explain, you might hold it to both. But to explain just the water, and so after going over the Torah, I see most postim seem to say don't make a bracha. Either not to make a bracha at all, or not to make it with the shame of machlis, and either because number one is you have the issue today, and you have many issues. Number one is it dafka those four, and or also maybe it's only those four. Maybe flying isn't considered yardei hayam. What about the minchas yitzhak? Maybe if you volunteer a danger, so then maybe that doesn't count as. That's not something that warrants Birkas HaGomel, or like the Minskas Yitzchak, that maybe because you're putting yourself in more danger, for whatever the reason, and therefore some. That's why people say either make it without the shame of Malchus. Some say, and that's what the Kozim Rebbe said. Even though normally, what's the point if you're not making the shame of Malchus? So he wants to bring a raya from the Rishonim, the Avid Droham, and the Das HaRavid, that these brachas, afilo hisker sheim umachas, harehein brachas, kevin sheim brachas, sheim lahem keva. So he points out, halachically, some bring down make it in Aramaic, And I like Rav Shlomo Zalman the best. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, in a case of a Suffolk Birkas HaGomel, which is almost every case, unless you're a real, you know, a regular, unless it's a real, you know, a real sakana. So he writes, you know what you should have in mind when you say what in davening every day? Have in mind to fulfill the Birkas HaGomel. What bracha am I talking about? You say it every morning in the Birkas, at the, how do you end the Birkas HaShachar?
Okay. Baruch atah Hashem.
Gomel, Chasadim Tovim. He says, have in mind, Rav Shlomo Zalman, when you make that bracha in the morning. And I think you should have that in mind all the time, because what's the pshat we say? What's the lashon? Gomel v'chayovim tovim. What do you mean, ha-chayovim? Like, what do you mean, chayim? Like, what do they do? So some say, you know, so Rav Kook has a nice pshat. I think Rav Shimshon for Hirsch is similar, because we're all chayovim, because...
By the way, you're covering a lot of aspects when you say Birkat HaShachar. Is also something.
Yeah, but this specifically, yeah, HaGomel.
Yeah,
yeah. So therefore, he says like this, and we'll conclude on this note that we won't conclude the topic. We'll conclude tonight because the topic keeps on going.
Yeah.
But so he says like this, because what's HaChayavim? Because we're all Chayavim. Because pshat is for all the everyday things we don't have a karas ato for. We don't have the one of the yisodes of happiness is gratitude, and you know it's probably not a day goes by where we take things for granted. So hachayavim tovos, we're saying it all the times. We should have. We don't need. Why do you need the danger? Why do I need the turbulence on the plane? Why do I need a plane? Why do I need an armed robber coming by to say it? It's hagomel hachayavim tovos. We're saying, God, really. This is really, I should be saving you on the everyday things, but what could I do? You know, human nature, we get woken up on, you know, on emergencies and dangers, but really, you know, really I should be thanking you daily, and that's what we do. So, as Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, we should have that in mind every day, a Birkas HaGomel, you know, and therefore that, you know, and that's what he writes in the Suffolk Birkas HaGomel, which seems to be based on learning the sugya, but totally different feel when we should be baking a bracha, when we should not.